This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents The Peregrine by J.A. Baker. Introduction by Mark Cocker. Notes on J.A. Baker by John Fanshawe. Afterward by Robert McFarlane. Read by Dougal Bruce Lockhart.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction by Mark Cocker. J.A. Baker, 1926 to 1987, is now widely acknowledged as one of the most important British writers on nature in the 20th century. When his first book, The Peregrine, appeared in 1967, with all the unexpected power and vertiginous daring of its eponymous bird, it was instantly recognised as a masterpiece. Today it is viewed by many as the gold standard for all nature writing, and in many ways it transcends even this species of praise. A case could easily be made for its greatness by the standards of any literary genre. It is more than 20 years since his untimely death in 1987, aged just 61, and more than 4 decades since the publication of his last and only other work, The Hiller's Summer, in 1969. For much of the intervening period, neither of the books has been in print. Yet, if anything, Baker's stock stands higher today than at any time. His writing has been intimately associated with the resurgence of literature on nature and landscape, the so-called new nature writing of authors like Tim Dee and Robert McFarlane. The latter.